Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Dwayne. We'll wait for a couple more minutes.
Okay, Mario, why don't we get started with the roll call? I'm not sure who's on it. We're still waiting for anyone or not.
Okay, well, perfect. Thank you, Dwayne. Hello, everyone. This is Mario. I am the administrator for the ArcSec teleconference call. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ArcSec teleconference call on 19 May, June 2017 at 700 UTC. On the list of participants, we have Dwayne Vessels, Jim Wright, Kavit Kanjbar, Kim Davis, Peter Koch, Bruce Mundy, and Tran Nguyen. On staff, we have Kathy Schnitt, Tran Nguyen, Steve Shen, and myself, Mario Aleman, joined the administrator. We have apologies from Carlos Martinez, and we have no interpretation in this call. I would like to remind to all participants to please state your name before speaking for our recording, and I appreciate actually at the end that you disconnect all the remaining lines. With this, I would like to turn it over to you, Duane. You can begin the call. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mario. So first on our agenda today is, hi, who just joined?
This is Brad. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Brad. No problem. We're just getting started with the first item on the agenda, which is to review action items from the previous meeting. Mario.
Great.
Thank you, Duane. On action items from the last call on 22nd May 2017, we have the staff to publish the minutes, transcript, and audio recording from 4th of April 2017 teleconference call. Staff to edit and add as well all comments and suggestions from ArcSec members to the operational procedures based on the feedback. And Maria to share the clean and redline versions of the operational procedures document with ArcSec members. All of these actions items have been resolved, and we have also shared a clean version and redline version of the operational procedures a few days ago. If you have any question, please don't hesitate to ask me. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So next is to review the minutes from the May meeting. You have those to put into Adobe Connect to share with us?
Sure. Would you like the minutes actually from the previous teleconference or the 4th of April or 22nd of May?
No, I was talking about the 22nd of May, the ones that we need to approve. I mean, maybe we don't need to put them in the room, but we do need to approve them.
Okay, excellent.
Does anyone have Any concerns about the May meeting minutes? If not, is anyone willing to make a motion to approve?
All motion. Brad.
Brad. Thank you, Cave. Any objections to approving these minutes? All right, so let's take them as approved, Mario, and have them published at your convenience, please.
Thank you very much for your confirmation, Dwayne.
Okay, I believe, so item 3C on the agenda was just these, was just the meeting minutes, correct? So now we're on to item 4, which is really our only business for this meeting, which is to continue discussing the operational procedures documents. So as Mario said, he shared a copy with you, a draft copy that he and Steve and I sort of worked on together and made a number of changes, and then we did get some feedback from a few of you on that copy, and some of that feedback we were able to incorporate easily. Other feedback I feel like we need to discuss on the call today. So let's start with get some feedback from Kim Davies. Kim, you made a suggestion about wording suggestion about the mailing list archive is open. Suggest changing the word open to public. I think that's a reasonable change. So that has already been made, I believe, in our draft. Correct, Mario?
Yes, that's correct, Duane. That's in our draft.
Thank you. Kim's next suggestion was around this is in the voting procedures, voting for the chair, I believe. We had previously discussed changing this from 24 to 48, and the concern is if even 48 hours is sufficient. And Kim, I believe your suggestion was, say, for a week?
Yeah, that's right. The general gist of my comment was that if we think 24 hours is too aggressive, which I think it is, I think 48 hours poses essentially, given the
So yes, I also don't think we need the public, the proper public comments, but I have a more generic question. Do have we documented anywhere that if someone wants to reach this committee, how they can, or is it open for someone from the public to reach out and ask a question? Because I understand Peter's concern that in general, I mean, to support openness, we cannot just say we are transparent. We should also have at least some kind of input. So if people find something in procedures, they can let us know. We might not, we might completely ignore it, but I think we should have that input channel.
Yes, I think that's a cleaner solution, Dwayne.
All right, so that seems like a reasonable suggestion. Thank you, Kim. We'll take that. Kim, your next suggestion in section 5.2, the wording was perhaps at the next regular scheduled meeting, we had a call, or I had a call with Mario and Steve on Friday where I guess just you and I, Mario. We discussed about changing perhaps to the word preferably. However, I noticed that I think Jim has some feedback on this section also.
Good. Then if it's somehow documented, like, okay, if there is any comment or concern, please contact through your liaison or contact for constituency, then that's good. I don't think we need to go for the public comment for the operational.
Strongly about deleting this phrase versus keeping this phrase. The context for this, by the way, is in reviewing proposals that come before ARZR. Right. Okay, so sounds like there's not really a strong opinions for keeping it, so I suggest that we delete it. So next we had some feedback from Peter, and I think, Peter, a lot of these we need to talk through. Do you want to sort of state your case? The first one was about transparency and putting the procedures document up for public comment. Peter, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Hello, Duane. This is Mario. I would like to suggest or just give a general recommendation that the better quality on and communication with the bridge is basically calling to the ADIGO number, to the number that is provided by our Verizon. So please make sure to dial and to enable your conversation and the AC room. Thank you.
Well,
so can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, yes. Go ahead, Peter.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. I followed that advice, and I'm double audio now. That might be a bit weird. Anyway.
It sounds like you're maybe fiddling with your audio. We don't hear you at the moment.
Okay, let me try this way.
We can hear you. Can you go ahead?
Okay. So what was the actual question then?
So we're sort of asking you to state your case for why the procedures document should go through community review process.
Okay. The issue here is that I can hear you, Duane, very barely only on the phone line, but very well on the audio line in the Adobe room. So I was trying to combine those, and that gives very odd results. Anyway, side remark. Well, we've had first and foremost the whole thing about this committee is doing transparency and being very open about what we do, and we have seen that a couple of people have been asking already what RZERB would be doing, and seem to be curious what this committee is about, and I think the openness would just help against whatever reservations there might be, and also just good practice within the ICANN committees, to my understanding. Especially since we are kind of a say the status of this committee is a bit odd compared to others. AZERG isn't really a board committee as per the bylaws. It exists in a
I think openness state. And transparency is all very well,
the board
but in this particular case, I think Peter is misguided. And there are essentially two main concerns I have here. The first of all is that
So it stands out a
Our
bit
charter,
in contrast,
such
for
as it is
example,
just
to the
now,
PSC, which
clearly
definitely
states
is mentioned in
the
the
only
bylaws.
circumstances that one is actually
It's
empowered
already
to run public
vote,
consultations is
avoid
when there are considered changes to the route system which may involve some kind of potential risk. So if we try to step over that line, I think we could potentially get into all sorts of trouble by overstepping our authority. I don't think we should do that. Secondly, I think this creates a very, very dangerous precedent, because then we're discussing the internal workings of the committee and exposing them to public scrutiny and having public consultations on them. And if we start doing that for a procedures document, I think it's just started a very, very slippery slope, and we'll end up having to do public consultations on just about anything else we ever do, such as the appointment of a new chairman, or whenever we actually have some deliberations on any particular issues to do with any potential changes to the route. I simply think we don't need to do that. We've been appointed by various sectors or organisations or constituencies to look in, to think important thoughts about the route server system whenever people ask us to do that. And I think we should be trusted to get on with that. We have that kind of community support and recognition already, and we should just be left to go on with it. I don't think in this case it's necessary, and it's probably very undesirable to have some kind of community consultation phase. I think it's a very bad idea, and we should think very, very carefully before we start to do that.
Thanks, Jim. Russ, you have your hand raised?
Yes, I do, Dwayne. Thank you. I would say that if we put our operating procedures out for public comment and review, as Peter has suggested, that would perhaps make our ZERC even more unique than it already is, because to the best of my knowledge, the various ICANN activities do not sort of ask for public consultation before on their procedures. Now, maybe some should more than they do, but we do have the information that is visible, and since we decided to make our mail list public, I would be more inclined, because the procedures are something that we as a committee can change at any point in time in any way that we see fit, and I would be more inclined to proceed to complete them using our open mailing list so people, if they are curious, can see what's going on, and then publicize through both our organizations that we go back to, as well as maybe an announcement on the daily ICANN news feed or something, that the procedures exist and they are there. So if people want to provide inputs to us, they can do so, but it won't stop us getting our initial procedures established and put out, because if they think we should have done public consultation, that can be one of the inputs they provide to us. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Russ. My personal opinion sort of matches Russ and Jim, that I feel like the community has given us their input via the chartering process and should trust us to get the procedures right and speak up if we don't. But Peter, were any of us able to convince you to change your mind? Peter, we can't hear you if you're speaking.
I'm sorry. Does it work now?
Yes.
Sorry about this. The setup is a bit weird. Apologies again. What I would have said was that it looks a bit odd to me that a committee that is specifically tasked to encourage public comments and input would fear this very public input. At this very moment for the so-called operational procedures. And I disagree that these operational procedures are only for our inner workings. In part they are, but I think we've already identified issues that aren't completely internal, and I'd refer to the statement of interest or conflict of interest topic, and more importantly, the question on how input that is directed to RZERC would have to be submitted and structured, which is also part of the procedures document. So that argument doesn't really convince me. Now, how big and how complicated we would do this, that is something to consider. As in, draft something and tell the public that they have time until a certain point to voice their opinion and then continue from there. That is something I think we could live with, or I could live with, depending on how the details look like. But saying that it's dangerous to receive public input to the procedures does not at all convince me.
Yeah, I don't know where dangerous comes from. Maybe that was Jim, and I'll let him speak to that. But to me, it's our procedures document is largely based off the charter anyway.
Thanks to Enrin. I did not say this was dangerous at all. I think it's unwise and unwelcome, and I think it sets a very, very strange and unwelcome precedent if we were to go down that path. I have no problem whatsoever with us agreeing amongst ourselves what the operational procedures document is going to look like and then publishing it. Of course we can do that, but actually having a community consultation on the procedures document steps us outside what we're supposed to do, and also means that we've got the potential then that we have to do this any time this committee has any other work to do.
Go ahead, Jim. Brad's question next.
I'm already seeing, just with Steve's already commenting, the other committees don't do that, so why should we do it?
Kavi, I see your hand is up. I'm going to speak to the comments in the chat right real quick. Brad asked if there are any other committees that put their procedures up for public comment, and Steve is responding that, as far as he knows, there are none. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And also, the CSC does not either.
Pave, go ahead. Yeah, Kaveh, I don't think we do have anything like that at this point. All of the, you know, in the procedures in the charter, all of the sort of inputs and ours are come from its committee members and liaisons. Brad, do you have your hand up?
I was just you beat me to it. I was going to say that we represent all the different parts of the community, and we should be.
We could put something on the web page that just says, here's an email address to contact us if you can't make representations to your community representative.
That's in the charter. That's not part of an operational procedure for others to know. I mean, that's in the charter, right? That's implied in the charter.